think this has impacted his siblings an awful lot. I mean, obviously, my marriage broke down, you know, probably not just to do with the treatment and the stresses of it, you know, although I think that was a huge contributing factor. But the combination of Dylan's disabilities and the fact that I now find myself a single mom means that my 8-year-old has really, really had to step up. He helps me around the house. You know, he loads the washing machine, he empties the dishwasher, he'll cook cheese on toast, he'll help me prepare dinner, he will clean up after the boys. In terms of my youngest, he was only 6 weeks old when Dylan was diagnosed, so unfortunately he doesn't really know any different. So it's not impacted on him as much or as noticeably. But obviously the first year of his life, he didn't get to do what I did with the others. He didn't get to go swimming or go to play groups or any things like that that he probably doesn't even care about. But he didn't get to do those sorts of things because he practically grew up in the hospital. He's 4 today, but he'll help me with Dylan's meds. He'll give Dylan his meds of a night time. You know, so they all chip in, they all help. And Dylan's not completely helpless. You know, Dylan does not like cleaning up after himself. He does not like putting his toys away, but he will. You know, he's just like any other cheeky child. I've got these three kids, a job to hold down, a house to run. I can't tell you how much I juggle. I don't have time to have a breakdown. Maybe I'll factor one in a couple of years, but right now I'm just too busy to even contemplate anything else. I don't get time to fall apart. So that's how I don't do it. I'm quite proud of myself in the fact that they've never been late to school. I've never been late to pick them up. I've missed, I think, one hospital appointment in the 4 or so years. I think, you know what, I think I'll take that. I'm all right with that.